Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Now, we hear about the war in Afghanistan almost every day, and a lot of that coverage on this program, of course, but it's rare to get an up-close, first-hand account of exactly who we're fighting there. But tonight, our partners at WGBH Frontline have an exclusive report that does exactly that. It's called Behind Taliban Lines. To get some dramatic footage, Afghan journalist Najibullah Qureshi was blindfolded and taken deep into Balgan province to document the lives of the insurgents who were working to destabilize the American and German forces in that area. That's in the north of Afghanistan. Qureshi's camera rolled as insurgents slept, as they prayed for martyrdom, as they constructed and planted IEDs and roadside bombs along the main road in and out of the region. So we're joined now by Najibullah Qureshi and his producer, Jamie Duran. They come to us from our BBC studios in London. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Najibullah, it's fascinating at the top of the piece that you reported in Frontline how you were approached by the Taliban. You were working on a different story, and you were contacted by the Taliban and invited into their midst. Can you describe that?
Yeah, basically like that. I was working for another project for Frontline, and while I was working there, a guy approached me, and I was one of his favorite reporters while I was working in Afghanistan. So I make it short, and basically he offered me, he said, I know one of Taliban's commander, and on that subject, if you want their idea, then I can make it. So I agreed, and the next day he called me, he said that the commander agreed and he wanted to meet you. So I went there, and crossing some rivers and all these things, then I met him and I did interview with him. And at the end of the interview, and he offered me that if you can come and join our Mujahideen. But I asked how. Then he said, I have to talk with my boss, and if he agreed, then we will call you. So this was like that. And after a month, when I came back to London, then they called me as a guest. So then I went inside.
Now, Najibullah, you say that you were invited to join the Mujahideen. And then at one point, you were challenged in that way, but in a very different way, when you came under suspicion yourself and were invited to join the Mujahideen, but to pick up a gun and prove that you weren't a spy.
The commander invited me over there. So when I went there, there was not only commander. He had lots of people, and the council also, they have the council. And the commander, when I explained to him that I'm not a spy, I'm a journalist and all these things, he was okay. But the rest of the people, they didn't believe me that they were saying I'm a spy, and even they were so rude with me, and they were not talking with me. They were not open. So that's why I went to, I put my life in risk, and I went to the operation, which they did.
Now, Jamie Duran, your reporter Najibullah spent time crouching with Taliban fighters, filming them as they constructed IEDs and talking to them about their beliefs. What after all this time that your cameras spent with them, what did you learn about who we're fighting? What's driving them?
I think in many ways, you have to go back. I was there, obviously, during the war in 2001, and the Western forces were very much the liberating forces at that time. Then someone, unfortunately, had the idea of going into Iraq. Afghanis felt abandoned indeed to the corruption of their own government. And so when the focus returned to Afghanistan, I'm afraid that we're now seen as the invaders, and that's very important. We are seen as the kuffar, the non-believers, and the invaders. And so I guess what came clear from the film is that these fellows will not give up until the foreign forces leave. This they're very determined about. And the other thing that comes through from the rushes, remember, you will see 52 minutes or 45 minutes or whatever tonight, but in the rest of the footage, it comes through the film and through the rushes that every single one of them is ready to die. In fact, not even ready to die, they want to die.
Hoping to die. Well, Jamie Duren, you mentioned that it was about foreign invaders, and what struck me was the simplicity of the motivation of many of these fighters. Many of them said, we only fight because foreign invaders are on our land. When they leave, we put down our guns. It was not a grand vision of an Islamic caliphate. It was not destroying New York. It was, invaders are on our land.
That's absolutely right. I mean, Afghans are a strange old lot, as Naj would confirm, and they're very much broken into ethnic groups. But the one thing that unites them is the fear and the opposition, if you like, to foreigners coming into their land. As I say, we were liberators once, we're invaders now. The feeling we got is that they have no intention of giving up until, in fact, some of them said that perhaps once the foreigners leave, then we'll turn around and ask the Taliban, you know, the leadership, that they should maybe go back to Pakistan also. I find that quite significant.
I want to ask you, Najibullah Qureshi, but before we have to go, some of the footage is very compelling as you crouch with these fighters while they're mounting an attack on a highway, and you're with them essentially as they install IEDs and even detonate them during an attack. Did you have any misgivings about laying in wait with them, not informing a UN convoy or Americans that their lives were at risk by an attack that was being mounted?
When they try to do these things, make IEDs and all these things, first of all, they didn't allow me to film that. And then Jamie knows I'm really pushy when I'm on the land, when I'm working. So I was asking to please give me just 10 seconds or 5 seconds or 10 seconds like this. So I was filming all 1 hour I did film. So when they went, it was during night, 1-2 o'clock at night. And they didn't took me to the main road where they growed or where they put it on the road. But I was away like 30, 50 meters away from the road.
Well, it's still some very, very, very compelling footage, I have to say. And people should check out Frontline tonight to see just how compelling Najibullah Qureshi's footage is, along with the Afghan Taliban. He joined us from studios in London, as did Jamie Duren, his Frontline producer. Gentlemen, thank you.